Dear Mr. 2020, what do I need to do to have unwavering faith? Thanks in advance. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. If you get gold today, visit us at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Dive deeper, soar higher, because let's just be real. There's only so much I can put into a 7-minute podcast. You'll get heaps more there. If you're getting good stuff here, go get great stuff there. Crass commercial over. Ready? How do you have unwavering faith? Unwavering faith is not something that you do. If you try to do something to increase your faith, or if you try to do something to stop doubting things, you're just introducing more work and more struggle into your life. Neville Goddard talks about two changes that you've got to make. Number one, your faith in God is measured by your confidence in yourself. We put that quote on not one but two different coffee cups. We used to have live events here in Australia. We will again at some point. I just haven't been in the mood. But when you came to the live event, we gave you a coffee cup. And on the coffee cup that I have in front of me, on one side it says prune the vine, and the other side it has one of the quotes on man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. When you have unwavering faith, it all becomes about you. The only way you have unwavering faith is if you let it be all about you. Listen to the quote and notice what comes next. Man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. In other words, are you confident that you have accepted your wish in its fullness or not? This is not about begging. This is not about hoping. It's not about having faith in God out there someplace, hoping that God out there someplace will give it to you. Your faith in God is measured by your confidence in yourself. Have you fully accepted your wish in its fullness? When you fully accept your wish in its fullness, it's easy to have faith because you've accepted something as true about you, about your world, about those that you love. A big key for that is the secret of surrender. We made a cool little pack on that. Go check it out. Go get it at NevilleGoddardStore.com. That's the secret of surrender. Next, the second shift. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. You know, there's the reality that you see, and there's the reality that is unseen. Think about the quote a little bit. The reality that is seen right now includes a Blue Yeti microphone and an iPad, a water bottle and a coffee cup, the portable disposable hot tub. I can see these things. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. The unseen reality is you getting blessed, because I can't see you listening to this. I can't see you being blessed with this. I can't imagine, Lee. But the unseen reality, the reality that is not seen with the physical, I get to remain loyal to that. And so I imagine you dropping me emails, you picking up goodies, you changing your life, you sharing with me success stories. I've got two I got to stick in the podcast. One's from John in Toronto. It's a goodie, but that won't make it in this episode. Sorry, John. Next. So faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. You notice Neville doesn't say you've got to make something happen. He says you just simply have to be loyal. I'm loyal to you. We've got 3.7, maybe 3.8 million listens now. I'm loyal to you. I have not heard from most of you. I have heard from quite a few, but nowhere near most of you. Yet I still imagine for you. And sooner or later, you know what I do? I hear from people that say, hey, I've been listening for 3 years. I finally decided to join ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Cool. I love it. How can you become more loyal to your unseen reality. See, when you just consider these two things, let's combine the quotes real quick. Ready? Man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. And the other one, faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. You get to be loyal to the unseen you. I'm currently in I decided to do a year-long experiment. Talk about good fun. Normally I do 30, 60, and 90-day experiments. Maybe you've noticed we have 30-day programs. We've got 90-day programs. We even have a year-long program. And I decided to do a year-long experiment in transforming my body because I was actually feeling that my glory days as an athlete were in my past. I didn't notice that until December. I was working with a live call client, one-on-one, and I realized I'm doing the same thing they are. I'm feeling the glory is in the past. And I shifted and they shifted. And talk about good fun. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. My body has transformed already in the first month. And man's faith in God is measured by his confidence in himself. See, I've accepted that my glory days are here now and keep getting better and better. So now what I want you to do is stop, be still, accept something lovely into your life, and just be faithful to the next 30 seconds that your wish is fulfilled as we go into the silence. If you got gold today, I strongly suggest getting The Secret of Surrender. So many people struggle with this because they worship struggle. So many people struggle with this because they believe they have to create something. Neville Goddard teaches you get to be loyal. Faith is loyalty to the unseen reality. He also says prayer is to be contrasted with an act of will because prayer is an act of surrender. And when you surrender, when you accept your wish in its fullness, loyalty becomes easy. Go get that, The Secret of Surrender, at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020. I want to thank you for listening. Leave a comment. Share the show. Would love to know. See ya.